Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There are now 92,000 coronavirus cases in New York State. The city has 52,000. The state's death toll is above 2,300. Governor Cuomo is worried the state will run out of ventilators in 6 days. More from WCBS's Peter Haskell.
By hook or by crook, the state is trying to find and create ventilators. That means splitting one device for two patients and using anesthesia machines.
We're also converting what's called BiPAP machines, which are, again, don't have the same force as a ventilator, but on an emergency basis, some research has been done that says they could be suitable.
The governor believes the current stockpile will run out in 6 days. There's also a renewed focus on the suburbs.
But you see Westchester and Nassau, which by percentage is a troubling number.
Suffolk County has also seen a surge in cases. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey's COVID-19 death toll is up sharply from yesterday, up 182 to 537. WCBS's Steve Burns has the latest from Governor Murphy.
I know these numbers are stark. They are certainly sobering.
The most recent numbers make the usual advice even more important, says Governor Murphy.
Please, God, stay at home.
Murphy toured the field hospital at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus.
That site, with a minimal, depending on how they configure it, at the moment it's configured for 250 beds, is nearly ready to be put into service.
It'll start seeing non-coronavirus patients on Monday, taking pressure off of nearby hospitals. Two other field hospitals will be open soon in Edison and Atlantic City.
They're coming online not a moment too soon.
Murphy's also introducing what he calls Knucklehead Row.
6 individuals who have been criminally charged for assaulting law enforcement officers by spitting or coughing on them while claiming to have COVID-19.
He says there's a zero-tolerance policy for anyone who, in his words, acts so stupidly. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
112 people have died of coronavirus in Connecticut. The number of cases in that state has grown to over 3,800. Governor Lamont says 827 of those patients have been hospitalized. A record 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, double last week's record total. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger puts into perspective the 10 million claims filed in just the last 2 weeks.
These are numbers that we saw over the course of the entire Great Recession, and we don't know how many of these people are going to get back to work and how quickly, but I think the problem is this is like a flood, and the waters are still rising, and it is going to seem like these numbers are horrible for weeks on end, but soon we hope that the flood waters will recede. We just don't know when.
Jill says, as for the long-term picture,
I think that as we look at economic growth, it's obviously come to a standstill, and that started as early as the beginning of March. We are obviously in a recession already. We usually only claim a recession in retrospect, but it's clear from these numbers that we are there. We are seeing economic output estimates, meaning what's going to happen in the economy. They're all over the place. We just got one out from the Bank of America of a more than 15% drop that that we could see in the next quarter. We've seen estimates up to 30%. But what we really are looking at here is the unknown. And I think that is why economists are all over the place with these projections. We are not talking about something we've ever seen before. We're talking about something that is essentially a health pandemic that is now morphed into an economic pandemic.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. The Labor Department's jobs report for the month of March will be released tomorrow morning. A new poll from the Associated Press says half of working Americans say they or a household member have lost income due to the virus pandemic. President Trump took to Twitter today to answer critics of his administration's sharing of medical supplies from the national stockpile. He says some have insatiable appetites and are never satisfied. He did not name names. He says, quote, "The complainers should have been stocked up and ready long before this crisis hit. Other states are thrilled with the job we have done," end quote. He says 51 large cargo planes are coming in with medical supplies. Democrats are postponing their national convention until August 17th that had been scheduled for mid-July in Wisconsin. Those $1,200 checks may be in the mail by the middle of this month for millions of Americans. However, those without direct deposit will have to wait longer. A memo obtained by the AP shows the IRS will make about 60 million payments through direct deposit, probably the week of April 13th. Paper checks will be issued starting May 4th, but those could take up to 20 weeks to be delivered.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.